I have a reward for your hard work. He rises and moves toward his door, flipping the lock. What is it? Get naked and I'll show you. In another life, I would have been horrified if my boss asked me to strip down in his office. Now, though, it feels so natural. I'll do whatever this young office stud asks of me. If he wants me naked in his presence, then I'll comply. There's something emasculating about showing my skinny body and smaller cock. But perhaps that's why he likes his queers to be naked. It's an obvious visual indication of the differences between us. Pets shouldn't wear clothes. I remove my shirt and unbuckle my pants, allowing them to fall to the ground. As I slip off my underwear, my hard dick bursts free, bobbing and swaying while he looks down at it with a bizarre mix of amusement and disgust. Already hard? Damn, you're such a perv. I'm a dirty homo boy, sir. That's right, and you're my dirty homo boy now. He opens a drawer in his desk and removes a tape measure. Stepping in close, he reaches down and smacks my cock, sending aching pain down the shaft. Ouch! I watch as the discomfort causes the organ to deflate. I need you to be soft for this. Once my erection has subsided, he takes my wilted dick in his hand and begins measuring it. Sir, what are you doing? Measuring for your new chastity cage. It's a gift. Think of it like a wedding ring. It symbolizes our bond. You'll be married to me and my empire. Chastity cage? Yep. If you want to serve me, you're going to have to make some sacrifices. I don't want to look at your nasty little homo dick. Frankly, it's disrespectful to show it to a straight man. Oh. My face flushes deep red. But don't be upset. Chastity feels good. It keeps your cock locked up and safe. If you can't jack off, then you'll always stay horny and eager to serve. Caging your cock allows me to keep you in a state of peak obedience. It helps you become the best homo you can be. It takes me a moment to process his words. It all makes sense, though. The chastity cage is a training device that weaponizes male arousal. It keeps the mind in a state of eternal longing. I can understand why an alpha would value that. Agreeing to this will be a way for me to deepen my commitment to Duke. All right. I'll do it. Perfect. I'll get it custom made. He smiles at me. You're a good boy, Ethan. Thank you, Master. I glance down at the ground. And you'll be pleased to know that I've emptied your bank account. What? Yep. Transferred it all out. Thanks for approving those fraud notifications earlier. Sir. Don't worry, Ethan. He cups my face in one of his warm, powerful hands. You don't need money anymore. You live with me now, remember? I'll ensure you have everything you need. Yes, Master, I understand. Great. I'm gonna need you to give me the password to your investment account, too. I know that's where you're keeping most of your assets. That's a lot of money, sir. My company will be built with homo cash. It's the cheapest form of financing possible. Fuck debt and equity. They never taught me about this back when I was studying for my accounting degree. I know. It's okay, though. You'll feel so much better once I'm managing your fortune. You don't have to stress about it anymore. You're letting a real man shoulder that burden. Guys like you shouldn't have responsibilities like that. There are men in the world who are so much better at making decisions than you are. It'll feel good to just turn over control. He steps in close, and even though he's fully dressed, I can detect his musk in the air. It causes my cock to twitch with desire. Yes, Master, I'll do it. The room begins to spin. Good, good. Just let me into your life. He runs his finger up the length of my hard cock, causing my legs to quiver. I'll manage the bank accounts. I'll manage the investments. All you've got to do is obey me. It'll feel so good to contribute to my legacy. It'll feel so good to watch my empire grow. My king, I'll do anything to please you. I'll do anything to please your cock.